Current estimates, if sequestration continues through March of next year, it will have reduced money for cancer discovery at the Institute by $5 million. If the cuts are in place for another year, he says that would mean another $4 million less. If that happens, Kern says it would create a domino effect for decades.
That's less discovery that could be applied to the patients and families we serve in Georgia, as well as for unifying discoveries that really can be applied to cancer care and prevention around the world.
Kern is also worried about clinical trials.
We have a vision and a strategy to double the number of patients we offer cancer clinical trials to over the next 5 years. I don't think we can achieve that if sequestration continues.
The comments come as Congress engages in budget talks that will determine if sequestration will continue in 2014. Michelle Wirth, WEBE News.